Well, the pandemic has provided a change of pace for everyone, including authors who count on in-person book events to connect with their readers. Instead, they're going online, where book talks and book clubs on Zoom have become hubs for discussion of race and history. To talk more about this, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Lisa See, author of many best-selling books, most recently, The Island of Sea Women. Lisa, always a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you.
It's so nice to talk to you.
What do we learn from historical fiction that helps us in present circumstances?
Well, I think that many of us read historical fiction. It allows us to think about what would we do in that situation. And, you know, we're living in such extraordinary times and very scary times, obviously. And so if you go back and you read something, let's say, that takes place in World War II in Nazi Germany or during the Depression or during the big influenza pandemic, it allows us to connect to those characters, whether they're real or imagined. But then we think about, well, what would I do in that situation? You know, would I be loyal? Would I betray someone? Would I rise to the occasion or fail miserably? You know, would I wear a mask or wouldn't I? I mean, all of those kinds of things that happened in the past, we can sort of look at them through the lens of what we're living through right now.
You've increased the number of book clubs that you're visiting with online. What's the mood of your readers these days versus pre-pandemic? I would imagine there is a shift. And what are they interested in discussing with you?
Well, what I found with this most recent book, The Island of Sea Women, which is about these female divers who hold their breath and dive down about 60 feet, stay underwater 2 to 4 minutes, and they were always the breadwinners in their families, and their husbands were the ones who stayed home and took care of the kids. So I would say that last year, before the pandemic, people in book clubs really connected to the physical strength of these women, you know, and how extraordinary what they do is, you know. And but then since the pandemic started, there's been a real shift I've noticed from the kind of physical courage and physical strength to their psychological courage and endurance and persistence. And so, you know, on this island off the tip of South Korea, over the span of this particular book, you have the Japanese colonial period, World War II, what's called the 4-3 massacre, plus the Korean War. And we're so unbelievably lucky in this country that we have not, or, you know, lived through an actual war on our soil since the Civil War. And so we haven't had that experience, for example, of having a skirmish right outside our windows, you know, or right outside our front doors. And what I'm getting from book clubs is that, again, we are living in extraordinary times and very scary in many ways, whether it's, you know, being afraid of getting sick or you have someone who's gotten sick, or, you know, all of the social justice stuff that's going on, and or if you've lost your job or you've been furloughed. And so these are all terrible things. But I think seeing how people in the past have lived through times as bad, and in many cases much worse, gives us a sense of how we can proceed and how we can look at our lives day to day, even as we're confronting the difficulties of the pandemic and everything else that's going on right now.
And I just have a few seconds left. Are there any books you're reading right now to soothe your nerves?
Well, can I answer this in a different way, which is to say that I've been tuning into a lot of different podcasts and things. So I've been listening to the author events that Book Passage does, which are fantastic. Tomorrow I'm going to tune in and listen to Eric Larson and Amor Towles in conversation through Martha's Vineyard author series. I've been looking at the programming from the Aspen Institute, which is fascinating. And, you know, if you went to Aspen in the old, you know, last year, you would have to pay for those. But everything they're putting up online is free. And so I've just been trying to find sometimes brain candy and sometimes stuff that is just completely different from anything I would have ever watched or listened to, and whether it's about books or ideas or music.
All right. And will we expect a book from you soon? I'll give you 5 seconds to answer that.
Next year. I'm working on it right now.
Lisa C., author of The Island of Sea Women.